Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So the Prophet ﷺ told her that she cannot go back to the first husband until a second marriage is correctly consummated. And why do we say correctly? Because it so happens that people divorce and then they regret, especially if there are children around. So after 20 years of marriage, they have children, and the man divorced her within the 20 years, three times, proper divorces. What to do? In this case, they make a trick. So they either hire someone to have a marriage contract for a day, for a week, for whatever, and then he divorces her, and then the first husband could marry her again. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the second husband is like a borrowed goat. Sometimes if you have goats that are females and you would like them to reproduce, you have to have a male goat. So if you don't have a male goat, you go and borrow some male goat from your neighbors. So the Prophet is describing this second husband as a borrowed goat. And such marriage is haram. It's forbidden if it's with this intention. So if the man, the first husband, asks his friend, please marry my ex-wife for a week or two so that I can marry her after you divorce, this marriage is invalid and she's not permitted for the first one. If the woman marries another man, separate proposal, a man proposes and she says, yes, I'll take you as a husband. And she intends in a week time, she will divorce him so that she can go back to her first husband. This is not permissible and she cannot. And the issue, or the last scenario, would be, what about if the husband and the wife, who were divorced irrevocably, don't have the intention, but a third party, a third person, marries the woman with the intention that he would divorce her after a while so that they can get married together? The two parties are not involved. Is this permissible for the man? The scholars say it is not, again, permissible, because the intention, the ill intention to make what is haram halal, is there. Only if she marries a true and correct marriage without any intention of going back to the first one, and then she's divorced without any intention, only then it becomes permissible for her. And the Prophet said, Asam, that until you taste his sweetness and he tastes your sweetness. Again, this is another metaphor to describe intercourse. So it is not said in a way that would be shameful or would affect people's feelings. This is how the Arabs talk, subhanAllah, in a very beautiful fashion and polite manner. Yet, Khalid ibn Sa'id, may Allah be pleased with him, who was outside and heard the conversation, was outraged. He thought that this is not acceptable to be said in the presence of the Prophet ﷺ. So he's shouting at Abu Bakr, who's there. Abu Bakr, don't you hear what this woman is saying loudly? Meaning that he wants the woman to hear, and he wants her to be shy and not to disclose such issues in front of the Prophet ﷺ. But this is not the case. People say there is no shyness in Islam, or there is no bashfulness in Islam, before they want to ask something that is a little bit sensitive or impolite. This statement is untrue. Bashfulness and shyness is always in Islam. Yet we say that Allah Azza wa Jal is not shy of the truth. So when you want to ask something that is a little bit personal, or something that may be considered to be of a sensitive issue, you do not say that there is no haya in Islam, there is no bashfulness in Islam. You say Allah is not shy of the truth, and then you pose your question. So if such a sister or such a brother who happened to have some questions and queries about Islam, and they're prevented from asking, who would they ask? They should ask whatever goes through their minds, but they should do that in a polite and acceptable fashion. We open the floor for the questions, if you have any. MashaAllah, now we're raising questions. The first brother to raise his hands.
Can divorce be conveyed through SMS, email?
Okay, that's a very good question. though it is not that related, but is divorce possible through SMS or emails? Nowadays, unfortunately, people do not communicate together. So when lunch is served in the house, the mother sends a message through BlackBerry to her son, come down for food. They don't communicate, they don't speak to each other, unfortunately. So what's the ruling on such a divorce? First of all, divorce is divided into two types: clear divorce and metaphorical divorce or ambiguous divorce. Clear divorce as, I divorce you. You are taliq. What's between you and me in marriage is void. This is considered to be clear. There's no ambiguity in it. One does not say to his wife, I divorce you. And 5 minutes later he says, no, I meant that I divorce you. That means I will not stay with you in the same room. I will go to the other room. This is clear. And that is why alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam said three, that when said seriously or said jokingly, take place. And he mentioned, alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, divorce, marriage, and reconciliation. The other type of divorce is the divorce that is ambiguous. When a man says to his wife, go to your family, go to your family. In times of anger, we look at his intention. When someone says, I don't want to ever see your face again, we look at his intention. This is something ambiguous. It can be and it cannot. If someone writes in a paper, I divorce my wife Fatima, and my wife now is going to go crazy. Sheikh, divorce me. I don't have a wife called Fatima. Ha ha ha. Oh, he may have a wife, a third wife. Oh, I'm going to kill him. Oh, may Allah make it easy on all of us. So if someone writes on the paper, I divorce my wife Fatima, and his wife's name is Fatima, does this take place? This is ambiguous to some scholars. Why? Because he may say, I was only trying to check the pen. I see my handwriting, how it looks. I didn't intend divorce. So SMSs, emails, again, this goes back to the court. Maybe he was typing. Maybe he was playing with his friend. He could have any other reason. This is between him and Allah Azza wa Jal. So if someone divorces ambiguously by saying to his wife, go to your father's house, I don't want to see you anymore. She goes to her father's house and her father comes and says, did you divorce? He said, no, uncle. By Allah, I didn't. I didn't mean anything. I just wanted her to go for a week or two so things would cool down. Then this is not a divorce. But if he says, yes, I intended that this was a divorce, then the divorce takes place. So I hope this answers the question. Yes.
Sheikh, what is the correct method of divorcing? And is it permissible to divorce thrice at the same time?
Okay, now these are two questions. And again, I answer only one question at a time. The first question, what is the proper way of divorcing? One would say, Islam promotes divorce. No, Islam is a beautiful religion. Unlike other religions where divorce has no limited number. Divorce, then I reconcile. Divorce, I reconcile. Divorce, I reconcile. And this was found in Arabia before Islam. A man marries a woman and he divorces her just before she is permitted to marry another one. When her idda is over, he says, I reconcile. Then he divorces her again. And he keeps doing this for 6 or 10 or 15 years so that she would not marry anyone else. He doesn't want her, but he just wants to torture her. And in other religions, there isn't anything such as divorce. If you marry a woman, you're stuck with her forever. Ya akhi, I made a mistake. I made a bad choice. My wife is this, my wife is that. Sorry. Once you're married, you are stuck with your wife forever until you die. And this causes the woman to go and commit adultery and the man to commit adultery, but they're still married. Why? Because they cannot separate. Islam, alhamdulillah, is not like this. Islam gives a room of choice to those who got married and maybe things did not work out. There is no chemistry. We don't love each other anymore. Why stay together until we die? No, Islam gives you the freedom to separate. Allah mentioned a whole chapter by the name of divorce in the Quran. And it begins with, Ya ayyuha al-Nabi, إِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءِ فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ وَأَحْصُوا الْعِدَّةِ. Whenever you divorce women, then you have to divorce them for a specific period of time and you have to calculate. Therefore, proper divorce is divided into two types. A divorce that takes place when the woman is pregnant. The consensus of scholar, that divorce takes place. The second permissible divorce is when you divorce your wife in a state of purity that you did not have intimacy with. So she has her monthly period, she's clean and pure, but you did not touch her yet. You did not have any intimacy with her yet. This is permissible for you, and this is the time appropriate for you to divorce. The other two times are forbidden and they're innovative, but I'm afraid we don't have time to discuss them now. Maybe inshallah, in the next Q&A session, we would be able to elaborate. So until then, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.